Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our incarnate Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Those are the words of the angel to the shepherds out in the fields as they're keeping their flocks by night. Now, what were those shepherds perhaps thinking and looking for and wishing for out in the fields that night? If they could wish for some sort of Christmas present, that first Christmas, what would they be wishing for? Would they want new sandals, a new cloak? Would they want someone at home to be well? Some disease to be healed? Would they want to be home, not doing the night shift anymore, perhaps have a little more income, perhaps have something else resolved in life, some other fear or difficulty? What was on their minds? What would have been on their Christmas wish list if they could create one? Well, whatever was on their wish list, whatever they, as fallen, sinful human beings, just like the rest of us, whatever they wanted, the angel came and announced a gift that God had for them. The gift that they really needed. The gift that they needed more than anything else. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Whatever they thought they needed, whatever they thought their difficulty or their problem was, God knew what the real problem was. God knew what really needed to be solved in their lives. And that was that they were sinners, like every other person born on the face of the planet except for Jesus. And that they needed forgiveness. They needed to be made right with God. They needed to have that perfect relationship with God that Adam and Eve had in the garden. They needed peace with God. Whatever other needs, whatever other problems and difficulties they saw in this world, this was the root problem, sin. And so our Lord sends these angels to announce to the shepherds that here is the gift, here is the Savior that they need, the Savior from sin. And why was this one the one that they needed? Because this baby was going to go to the cross. As we sang in What Child Is This? And we asked that question, what child is this? Well, this is the Savior because, as we sing in the second verse, nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Yes, this little baby, who looks cute and beautiful, like many other babies, this baby is perfect and sinless and innocent, the Holy Son of God. And he will be the one who will be pierced through with nails and spear. He is the one who will go to the cross to suffer and die in our place. This is the one who will save us because he is the one, the Christ, the anointed one, the one who has been chosen and sent to solve this problem. The problems that the shepherds had and also our difficulties. All of the evils that we see in our world today, all of the terrible things that go on around us, the things we see on the news, all of those require this Savior. We need this Savior. We need the forgiveness of our sins. And whatever other gifts we may have on our wish list, whatever other things we may wish were under the tree tonight, whatever other gifts are there, this gift is the greatest gift. This is the gift that our Maker gives us. This is the one who knows us, who knit us together in our mother's womb. He knows what is best for us. He knows what we need. He knows that we are sinners, and he knows that we need a Savior from sin. A Savior who will come and will live a perfect life in our place, will walk the road that no man has walked perfectly, that he will be tempted by Satan, but unlike every other person, he will not give in to temptation. He will be hungry and thirsty. He will be sinned against by others, but he will not sin. He will live in perfect faith in God and perfect love for others. He will walk the path that you and I should have walked and keep the record that we should have kept, do what we should have done in our place for us. And then what's more, the sins that we have committed need to be paid for. Punishment needs to be meted out. Justice has to be done. And that justice will be laid on this baby when he grows up as a man and is nailed to a cross. When he will be punished for every sin that you have committed, every sin that those shepherds committed, every sin of the whole world, to pay for them all, so that we might be forgiven and have new life, so that we might be born again. And so, this Savior comes to address the deepest problems of this world. Because all of the other gifts of this world, no matter how great they are, no matter how expensive they are, all of the gifts of this world cannot give you eternal life. They cannot save you from death. They cannot stop death. Even the best money with the best doctors and the greatest research and the best medical advice and the greatest hospitals, they cannot take away death, and they cannot give you eternal life. Only this Savior not only lived that perfect life we were supposed to live, not only died in our place, but then rose again on the third day to say that the root problem, sin, had been paid for. It had been conquered, and he came to give life forever with him. And so, if he is the one who can save us and can resolve these deepest, most fundamental problems of human existence, then he is, in fact, more valuable than any other tree and any other present under your tree, than any other thing you see in a catalog, than even the greatest gifts that money can buy. He is more valuable than any of these others. And so we should, with the shepherds, as they say in the verses after our gospel reading for tonight, we should, with the shepherds, go to Bethlehem to see this thing that the Lord has told us about. And so we too go to see this Savior. But not only do we get to see him as a baby, we get to see the rest of the story, because we get to see him as the crucified and risen Savior who has already gone to the cross for our sins. We get to see more of the story than they did. And what's more, we get to receive this Savior in his body and blood. Because he promises, this is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. He, that risen Savior, comes to you and offers himself to you for the forgiveness of your sins, so that you might have his forgiveness, life, and salvation. You might have that Savior in you and have the assurance that your sins are forgiven. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Whatever else is on your wish list for Christmas, or whatever else is on your children's wish list, or your grandchildren's wish list, this gift is the greatest one, the Savior from death, who will last when all of the other Christmas presents have broken and they're no longer there, and they're forgotten. This Savior is the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and who gives himself now, today, for your forgiveness, and the assurance that even in the midst of this dark world, you have him who is the light of the world. And what's more, he not only gives you this present here and now, but he promises to give you another present. He promises to come again. And this Savior promises to come to you so that everyone will see him and all who are in him will be with him forever. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.